This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Visiting us in studio today with UMBC is Claudia Paraida, who is the manager of business development on campus. Thanks so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you for inviting me. It's really a pleasure.
Absolutely. At a March 23rd City of PG Council meeting, you unveiled a plan along with UMBC President Bill Owen for a vision for the UMBC Land Trust. There's a project within it called the UMBC District. Do you want to summarize just what this is and what's cooking?
Of course, it's my pleasure too. So the Land Trust was initiated back in 2018, I think, when they were developing the master plan for UMBC, and they identify parcels of land that it was in exceeding needs for academic needs, and it was exceeding for academic needs. So from there, we decided that, yes, why not bringing community back to campus? Why not creating a space where people can live, can engage in outdoor, and can study, and can be so close to the university and just benefit from all this infrastructure that we have here. And yeah, the Land Trust start being planned, and we engage many students, faculty, community partners to this vision. We develop a concept plan and design guidelines that guide this project. And yes, what we want to build or develop is a university district where you can live, learn, and engage with the nature and benefit from all the public transportation that we have here. Basically, is that.
When was student engagement conducted in terms of informing this plan? And what does that engagement look like into the future? How can students get involved in the project?
Well, in the past, we did a lot of sessions with student associations, with student leaders, with some more active students in certain faculties that they wanted to be involved and use the idea and the vision to do their capstone projects. And all those ideas and other things that they informed was, what type of housing do you like to have close to campus? And yes, we just fed all that information into the design guidelines and concept plan. So they were involved in the master plan, they were involved in the design guidelines. And once we get the approval, they will be involved in other aspects of the project with faculty again.
In terms of the types of housing that is being conceptualized at this point, I read the term mixed-use housing, and is that in terms of accessibility and income mixed-use, or is it in terms of income specifically, or just accessibility, or what's the vision? Are you thinking large apartment complexes, row housing, single detached?
We want a little bit of everything. So the plan is to have multifamily residential buildings, and that will incorporate rental apartments, that will incorporate condos, small retail services, small grocery stores, community services such as childcare, even other parks. This is to build a community. This is not a heavy UMBC is not a developer, but we do bring community and we create community. Prince George is Prince George because we are here. UMBC is here too. So we want to participate in that growth and of the city and of the region in a sustainable way. And we should lead by example and live our values and our mission and bring that to life through the Land Trust. So that's the vision. If it's ambitious, yes, very ambitious, but it's not a project to happen in 1-2 years. It's a project that will happen in 2 or more decades. And we'll grow with the needs of the region. There's some amazing projects coming up to Prince George that will impact and will have a lot of pressure on the housing market. If we can have that collaboration and have housing available to support those projects and to support and retain our talent, our young families, our graduate students, it's very difficult to buy a single house in Prince George. It's very expensive too. And there's not much availability of apartments that are accessible. And accessibility comes in different ways. Accessibility, like you mentioned, financial, and accessibility at other levels. So all this is being incorporated in the plan.
Is it possible that this project could help with the university's future financial viability or not? Does that fit into the picture? Is this a possible revenue generator in some way?
It is, but it's beyond financial generation, because this development projects, they take a lot of investment too. And we need to look at this from a risk, from a management perspective. We need to enable this in a sustainable way. And it's true that most universities in Canada, they are suffering from a lot of financial projects, but we have a long-term goal of attracting more people to the region, and more people will mean more students too. When you think about moving, and I moved 11 years ago here, so when you think about moving to a different city, especially a northern city, you want to have other amenities. You want to have the spirit of community and safety. You want to have affordability too. So there's many factors that we can attract families and students and staff and faculty to move to Prince George and to stay in Prince George for a long time. And that will bring also financial benefit in the long run. The immediate project, the immediate financial return that we are expecting might not be so immediate because there's a lot of investment to enable the project that we need to do, but we need to do it in a sustainable way because, again, the mandate of UNBC is to provide education and excellence in education. If we can have a life lab in the land trust, perfect, but we need to just weigh the cost of developing and enabling the project. But as I mentioned before, this is a 20-year or more project. This is something that we can just plan ahead and see what do you want to have right across the street? What kind of projects do you want? Do you want to have an innovation center? Do you want to support the community through a childcare? We do have a childcare, but it's also full. But there's other needs in the community that we can provide. And housing, it's, again, Prince George has a problem with housing. I think in an unfair way, students or international students were blamed of the pressure that was put here in the housing market. But if we can contribute for that, if we can offer accessible housing for our students and professionals and community here, why not? It's building community and investing in a long-term resilience and financial resilience in the future.
And when you mentioned that it's right across the street, it actually would be right across the street from the university. And when we drive up University Way, you can turn into campus and you see the bus loop there. So instead of turning into the existing campus and seeing the bus loop, you'd turn the other way.
Yes.
At what would become an intersection. Mm-hmm. And that is where this development would be.
Exactly.
Yeah. And mentioned in the City Council meeting on the 23rd of March, Councillor Kyle Sampson said he was glad this issue could be finally be spoken about in public after first hearing about it shortly into his first term in 2019. How long has the plan been in development?
Well, since the master plan was approved by the Board of Governors in 2019. But since then, there was a lot of work that we did. There's a lot of studies, environmental, geotechnical, financial, in terms of framework of governance, how to keep control of what we want to bring on the other side of the street. Do we want industry? Do we want a strip mall? No, we want housing. We need housing. We need housing for our staff, faculty, and students. So yes, all this work was done since 2019, and we are in 2026. Of course, a lot of things change. Priorities change. This project was most likely put in the back burner a couple times. There was other priorities coming up. But right now, it seems and it feels like it's a priority to drive this project. We need to be more creative in how to generate revenue and sustainability for the institution. And that may include leveraging the lands that we have. But we are exploring many pathways with the province. And for that, we need engagement from the community. That's why we went to City Council and say, hey, we may drive this if the province agrees with the project and with the vision. What do you think? And yes, they are supportive. And Clay de Tinay is being absolutely amazing and supportive of the project too. So, because everyone sees the value in terms of the economic value for the region and for Prince George.
In terms of urban sprawl and cities across North America, dealing with that concept and the concept of hollowing out of the downtown core, things like that, when we build projects that are outside of the downtown core, theoretically weakens that economic center. And this would be a project that would theoretically draw that away. You do say it's occurring over, you know, 10 to 20 years, this development. But is there an argument prepared in terms of planning to counter that theory of urban sprawl and this development being kind of on the edge of town, away from the center of things?
Prince George is such a small town. Even I think it makes sense to grow community and to have this urban sprawl, like you mentioned here, because right now UNBC is very isolated from the community. So it makes sense that we bring a bit of the community back to the hill and growth in this area. We don't expect and we don't want to compete with other urban sprawls, but we want to have control, again, of what we are bringing up to the hill. Of course, single houses would have beautiful views, but we have a lot of that coming up from Tyner. We have a lot of single housing being developed in that area. We don't have is multifamily, and we don't have houses that young families can afford to live and to raise their families. And a young family with kids or not with plans to have kids, they do want a childcare. They do want to be able to come out and engage in a trail and ride a bike in the trails and having parking lots. So I think this makes sense. It's leveraging the infrastructure that we already have here and make this a community. And right now, it's only UNBC that is being served of all this infrastructure, a beautiful road that comes up and down the hill, but basically it's for UNBC. So if we can leverage that for bringing more community to the top of the hill, yes, it makes sense to me.
Part of what I'm hearing from that too is that there is development that has either been done or underway, especially along Tyner Boulevard, and the university may as well develop part of that in their vision, so that at least there's aspects that will serve the university community within that development instead of the strictly private development, creating perhaps single detached family units all along the boulevard or whatever. This is UMBC's project that would serve the UMBC community, and that is being taken into consideration to design this.
Will serve the university community, but also the community in general. It's open to the community. There's a big project coming up, the acute tower, Northern Health. We don't have enough housing for doctors, nurses, technicians, all that. It's a huge tower. So we're supporting this kind of housing. Or if that project comes to and will come to fruition, will it put more pressure in the rental market that we have, and then prices will go up because we don't have enough market? We have a lot of demand, but we don't have enough offer to fill the demand, so the prices will go up. So if there's more housing, that pressure will be dropped. So affordability also comes from the less pressure. If you have more things in the market to offer, yes. But for a private developer, they don't see the sense of community impact in the region. They see the profit that they will take. And again, this is a project for the community. This is a project that, yes, will work with private developers, but this is our vision. And if you buy in the vision, you are our partner. If you don't, we'll find other partners. This is a very complex project. There's a lot of moving parts, but I hope that we keep this conversation and that we can just explain parts of the project and explain how can the community and the student community and the faculty community can be involved in this project, because it's very exciting. For me, it's really a very exciting project.
Visiting with us in the studio is UMBC's Manager of Business Development, Claudia Barreira, for the UMBC Land Trust, UMBC District. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.